This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor back in the United States after nearly 2 years of detention in Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas reports he immediately went to the White House upon his return.
From a Turkish prison to the White House in 24 hours, that's not bad.
President Trump welcomed Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office, celebrating his release from nearly 2 years of confinement in Turkey on terror charges for allegedly aiding Kurdish militants. The 50-year-old evangelical pastor has maintained his innocence and thanked the president for his administration's efforts to win his release. He then knelt in front of the president and put a hand on his shoulder to offer a prayer.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom.
The president maintains there was no deal for Brunson's freedom, but he did thank Turkey's president, who had resisted demands for Brunson's release. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And the president also spoke with reporters about the fate of a missing Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, saying that he might have been killed.
At this point, it's looking like he perhaps won't be or isn't around, and that's very sad. I think we would have known by now. That was our first hope. Our first hope was that he was not killed, but maybe that's not looking too good.
Khashoggi, whose writings have been critical of the Saudi crown prince, had been missing since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. Turkey believes Saudi agents were waiting for Khashoggi inside the consulate. Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15 and wounded more than 30. Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012, before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, claim responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund is reporting a local militia fighting Boko Haram Islamist in northeastern Nigeria has released 833 child soldiers. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The children who have been freed are among nearly 1,500 boys and girls recruited by the vigilante militias. But he says UNICEF believes more than 2,000 more children who have not yet been identified are enlisted by other armed groups to support their fight against Boko Haram. The Boko Haram insurgency began in 2009 to topple the government and establish an Islamist state. Over the years, the militant Islamists have killed and kidnapped thousands of people and forced millions to flee their homes and become internally displaced or refugees. Since 2017, UNICEF reports it has helped reintegrate into their communities more than 8,700 children released from armed groups. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 13 people were killed, 21 others wounded, in an attack on an election rally in northeastern Afghanistan. Explosives attached to a motorcycle exploded while crowds gathered at the campaign of a female candidate for upcoming parliamentary elections. The candidate was not hurt. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, the Afghan Taliban had called these elections fake and a conspiracy to deceive the people, in their words, and achieve the malicious interest of foreigners, and have asked their followers to disrupt the process. London police have made at least one arrest at a march by a right-wing political group turned violent in the British capital. That story now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
Hundreds of supporters of the Democratic Football Lads Alliance were walking in central London when a few started pushing the British police monitoring the march. One person threatened a policeman and screamed, "I'll kill you." Police were deployed at Trafalgar Square to keep the football lads from a group of counter-demonstrators, including some who shouted, "Nazi scum, off our streets." The Football Lads website said the march was meant to protest Islamic extremists returning to England from Syria, migrants coming into Britain, and what it called the mistreatment of UK veterans. Zaria Shakili, London.
Hurricane Leslie turned across the Atlantic toward Portugal and Spain, bringing with it heavy rain, high winds, dangerous surf to the western parts of the Iberian Peninsula. The Category 1 hurricane's maximum sustained winds were 120 kilometers per hour, and its hurricane force winds spread out for 95 kilometers. Leslie is a bit of a weather outlier, since hurricanes this time of year regularly hit the American side of the Atlantic rather than Europe. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.